Good morning, everybody. I am always so excited to be here with all of you. Such a nice, welcoming place. And how many of you are golfers? How many like to play golf? A couple of you, or maybe you used to like to play golf. None of us do everything we used to do, huh? So there was a man that actually went to a fortune teller. And he said, tell me what heaven is like. She got out her crystal ball and she gazed into it and she said, ah, I have good news and I have bad news. And he said, well, what's the good news? The good news is there are many, many golf courses all over heaven, and they are the most beautiful golf courses you can even imagine. And he was excited because he loved to play golf. And he said, well, what's the bad news? She gazed into her crystal ball. She said, you have an 8:30 tea time tomorrow morning. I guess that might not be such good news, or actually, as some of us believe, it might be a good thing. Yeah, I'm not afraid of that side of the cosmos. So there was a man in 1975 named Gary Dahl, D-A-H-L. He invented something that actually made him a millionaire. Who can tell me what it is? Anybody? Pet rock. Now, I did not buy into that. Someone gave me a rock, and they have painted a little face of a cat, a little black cat on it. It's got a little pink nose and green eyes, and it's just really precious. But it is a pet rock. So I'm just inviting you, you know, at the end of the service, she does like to be petted. Her name is Roxanne. I call her Roxy. And I invite you to just come up and pet her. I know it's not good, but she's been declawed, and it's really safe. So I'm going to put her here with all of the crystals, and feel free to come up and be with her afterwards. Now, you might wonder, well, what's the difference between a rock and a crystal? And I wondered that, too. And I'm not a gemologist. I'm not any kind of a scientist that knows how to explain these things. I know that a rock is two or more minerals that are bonded together. And I think a crystal refers to the structure of the minerals that's in the rock that makes it a crystal. I can't think of any. I was trying to think of a better explanation that sounded a little more professional, and I was just between a rock and a hard place. I couldn't figure out how to do it. So all I can say is they're a little bit different, and that's the rock solid truth, and that's just all I can do with that. But I'm going to be talking about crystals today. And I love it. You know, we all know that we use that phrase a lot, that we are all one, right? And it's easy to understand that we are all one with that little person over there, or whatever I just heard. We are all one with all of the human beings, the 8 billion human beings on the planet. And I know many of us can really feel that we're all one with the animal kingdom. We love our pets. We love wildlife. All of it is a part of us, right? And of course, many of us are tree huggers. How many tree huggers are here? I know you are, Bill. So we can feel a connection with it. We are all one. But a lot of people don't really think about being all one with the mineral kingdom. But it's a part of all that is. It's a part of what God, if you use the word God, or scientifically speaking, in order to be really considered to be alive, there are 7 requirements. I didn't know that until I just looked that up the other day. To be considered alive according. So I don't think they do many of those, but they do one thing, and that's the growth. Now, as I was here the last time I was here, I told you, I mean, how many have heard of it or seen pictures? Yeah. So the first slide is a picture of that. The Cave of the Crystals is in, I think it's Chihuahua, Mexico. And they came across this cave, which is humongous. Sometimes it's flooded, sometimes not. It's 136 degrees and high humidity, so you cannot even be in it. It's pretty spectacular. And so as you can see on this screen right here, there's a picture of these huge crystals, and then there's 2 little people. You can almost not see them. They look like little ants down there. heat, but these crystals are also huge. So they do grow. They come in, and they come in all colors. And that's the last slide you have to put up with, is the all the colors of the color it is. Crystals have been used in many cultures and ancient cultures all over the world. And I'm going to talk a little at the end of my talk, you know, about Atlantis. Different gifts, I would say, of the crystals. They are wonderful for meditation. Oh, and I realize we are also one with the mermaids, aren't we? Is that what you just said? To feel that vibration. I believe that when we hold a crystal, that they help us to focus on whatever it is that we want to manifest in our lives, spirit, as jewelry. It helps us to really unlock our own inner wisdom. Now, we all have an energy field, a biofield called the auric field, right? I think everyone's familiar with our auric field. It's out around us, maybe 3 feet out. It actually goes forever. There's no end to it. But we think of the energy field, the biofield around us, as just being a couple feet out from us. And many people might use crystals in healing because they vibrate at a molecular level. So it's very subtle. It's not like something you're going to see or observe, but you can feel it. If you hold it in your non-dominant hand, you can often feel the frequency. And so the frequency of the crystal actually interacts with our own biofield, with our own energy field. And that helps to balance the flow of our own energy. And it can bring healing, but it's not going to just happen like that. You know, we've gotten so used to pharmaceuticals. We're used to, if we have something wrong with us, we just want to pop a pill, and right away it might, or within a few minutes, it might mask the symptoms of that illness or dis-ease. Crystals aren't like that. Crystals are a part of nature, and they're going to help us to, over time, balance our energy so that we are no longer experiencing the symptoms of that. So I love crystals. I have them all over my house. Every room in my house has some crystals. I have lots of healing crystals. I do some, I'm starting to get more into doing Reiki with people, but not just Reiki. I like to use crystal healing with them because I can place a crystal, a flat crystal, on their body somewhere, and then I use tuning forks to vibrate that energy into them. I also use soul retrieval and other things like that, and sound healing. So I thought I would just share a few of my favorites, and I think one of the most popular of the crystals is a rose quartz. Almost everybody has heard of rose quartz or has a rose quartz. How many of you have a rose quartz? And it might be in a necklace, a pendant, or it might be a stone like this, or sometimes you might have a tumbled stone, which is more round and smooth. They can tumble, all of them. But I love, they're usually a light pink. They can be a darker pink, but it's just such a beautiful, gentle color. And a lot of it is the color that heals us. When we see certain colors, we might meditate on a light pink. And this brings up it inspires feelings of love. And especially if you're in a relationship and you want more romance in your life, you might have a rose quartz maybe on the nightstand next to the bed, or just wearing a heart pendant, something like that. It helps us also to find the cause of a negative self-image and help us to release that. Now, some of the things I say about crystals are not things that I actually have experienced. I have books, and some of the things that some of the crystal experts say that it does. They also say that it helps us release emotional stress. How many of us carry stress around, especially in these days? And so it can be really helpful to have a crystal that we just sit for a few moments in the morning or at night and just hold a particular crystal and just allow it to bring your energy into a calmness. The next most popular one that most people are familiar with is an amethyst. And I brought one of my larger amethysts here. I have a bigger one, but I could never lift it to get it here. And of course, I have a smaller one as well. A lot of us wear this as jewelry. And yes, I do have a bracelet on too. because one of my guides is an archangel whose name is Amethyst. She's the divine complement of Archangel Zadkiel, and she's my main guide. Now, these are usually, we think of an amethyst as being a purple, and the darker purple they are, the better quality they are. But I have several at home that are larger crystals, but they're white, and I wondered why they were not purple. And at the crystal store, they said, well, it's just a lower quality. The higher qualities are purple, but lower ones still have the same energy. They just don't have all of the color in them. So amethyst is really, it's called the stone of spirituality. It can help unveil wisdom. It can help us with our insights, with guidance, and to make positive life changes. There's a story that I heard not long ago, which is kind of dumb, but I'll tell it anyway. Apparently the word amethyst in Greek is the word for not drunk. From what the story says, they used to, at some culture, I don't know who, but somebody used to put a little piece of amethyst into their beer so that they wouldn't get drunk. I wouldn't try that. You know, if you don't want to get drunk, don't drink the beer. I mean, like, duh. But amethyst also helps to encourage self-control. It calms harsh emotions when we're getting really emotional. Holding an amethyst as well as the rose quartz is good to help calm us. It's also wonderful for meditation and for sleep. I have two crystals that are always in my bed. I make the bed over them. One is a small, it's called a green chrysoprase. I didn't bring her today because she stays in my bed. And I also have a small amethyst crystal, and they can help get you to sleep, although there are many nights when my mind is too busy to, no crystal's going to help them. The third one I wanted to talk about is called a green aventurine, and I have one here. I was just visiting my children up in Ohio in May and June, and one night before I went to bed, I was on my computer, and I watched a crystal workshop, and they mentioned some crystals that I didn't have, and one was a green aventurine. And so the next day, I found a crystal store, and I thought, I think I really want to find a green aventurine, and this is in the shape of a four-leaf clover. And oddly enough, the very next day, I was staying with my daughter. My kids all live in the Cleveland, Ohio area. And the next day, we were going to celebrate my birthday, and so my son and his family came over to my daughter's house. And they just happened to give me a gift, and it was a green aventurine pendant. I thought, isn't that synchronistic? Somehow I just realized I didn't have one, and now I've got two. Green, it's a type of quartz, and so is the amethyst is another type of quartz. So this is a type of quartz. It's called the heart healing crystal. When we think of the heart chakra, we think of the color green. We might also think of the color pink. Both of those colors are affiliated with the heart chakra. So this crystal, if you wear it around your heart, it's said to balance the heart chakra and promote spiritual growth and gratitude. A lot of people use the green crystals, in particular the green aventurine, for abundance and for wealth, and also for opportunities for growth. Now, when we think of abundance, most people think of money. But that's not the only form of abundance. A few weeks ago, I was meditating one morning and asking for opportunity for growth that day. Well, I got together with some people, and one of my friends called me aside. He said, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." We went in a special room, and he was very angry. He was angry at something that I had talked about. Actually, at the Creative Thought Center, I spoke of the gospel that Jesus taught compared to the gospel that Paul taught, and told the difference, and somehow that offended him, and he was very, very, very upset. He almost was not going to come back anymore. to Creative Thought Center. And I had an opportunity. That was an opportunity for growth. That wasn't what I was expecting to have as an opportunity for growth. But it really did. I mean, I felt the discomfort that he had. And I was able to really think about my own words. How do my words impact other people? And I apologized to him. I didn't want him to feel bad by the things that I said. I really was trying to get across that, you know, the things that Jesus said would have helped the planet more than the gospel that we're used to. And that was maybe inappropriate. But anyway, it was an opportunity for growth, because it's always good for us to look at how we come across to people and how we interact, and we can grow. So I grew in compassion and just being more aware of how I speak. So that was a story. I mean, that was a good lesson for me. One of my favorites. I shouldn't have worn these sleeves, should I? One of my very favorites is called Angelite. It's always a soft blue. This particular one is a flat stone. As I said before, I like flat stones because I can apply them to the body and then vibrate a tuning fork over it, and it just helps to really anchor that in. Angelite is not a quartz. It's actually made of gypsum, dehydrated gypsum, is my understanding. But it really helps us to connect with our spirit guides, our spirit team. It helps awaken intuition. It also, because it's blue, it can help with the throat chakra. If you have constriction in your throat, it can help with that. They say it helps with a stiff neck. I haven't tried that. I don't know. But it's a very calming crystal, and it can smooth your emotions. But it's, again, like, it's not magic. It's really how do we embrace the frequency that's in here, because they all have their own frequency, just as we all do, and it meshes with our own energy field. So that's angelite. Let's see, my next one is one that I had never heard of until couple of months ago, and then I got four of them. I love them. And it's called a golden healer. I brought this one today, and as soon as I held it in my non-dominant hand, that's usually how you can feel a vibration. If you're right-handed, you hold a crystal in your left hand, and vice versa. And as soon as I held it, my hand and arm began to have a very slight tingle. That's kind of how you feel the vibration of a crystal. And not holding it tight, but just allowing it to sit in the palm of your hand. So the golden healer is a quartz, and it has iron in it. That's what gives it its color, the iron in the quartz. It's called the healer's stone because a lot of people who do energy work and healing work will use these crystals. I have another form of it here that is like a little tower. And I use this one when I'm working with a person. It's a slightly lighter color, but, and then I have one that I put in a cage. You know, when you buy a small crystal, you can put it in a little cage and put it on a chain or a cord and wear it around your neck. And let's see, the golden healer, it opens the energy channels of a healer when we're working with a client. It strengthens our auric field. It strengthens our intention when we're doing Reiki or energy work. And it also helped me to sleep. The first night I got one, a smaller one, I had it in under my pillow. And two nights in a row, I slept all the way through to the morning, which I never do. So it's very, very powerful. Another one, and it's probably the most ancient stone known, is the lapis lazuli. It's a very, you can't see it probably from where you are, but it's a very, very deep, vibrant blue, almost an electric blue. I don't know if you can see it better there, but I have this one and then a couple little ones. Lapis lazuli, it's very ancient, as I said. Many thousands of years ago, they used them mainly for the throat chakra and the upper chest. It can help. It also helps in communication. Anything, any of the blue crystals really help to activate your throat chakra, and that's good for communication. Let's see, it's also good for meditation and clarity of mind. Another blue is turquoise. Maybe a lot of you have something in turquoise. Turquoise is really popular with Native Americans. We often see the jewelry stores. If you're in the Southwest, you'll see that they use turquoise a lot, and they believe it helps them to connect with their ancestors. It also helps us to connect with our spiritual support team. It's good for communication, spiritual protection, and it cleanses your energy field. Now, you're probably not going to see that, but if you had a Kirlian photography taken of you at that time, you might see it cleansing your auric field. Yeah, I asked one night before I went to bed, I was meditating with it, and I asked for certain dreams, and I had some really vivid dreams that night. Some, I would call them downloads. So I think there's something to that. This one is called shungite. How many use shungite? It's pretty popular right now. It's shungite. It's found only in Russia, or primarily in Russia. It is extremely powerful. And a friend of mine gave me a whole bag of them. They were not, it's usually, this one is very smooth, but it helps to protect, I should say allegedly, helps to protect us from EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, which we are bombarded with all the time, with cell phone towers and all of our cell phones and gizmos. This is a very powerful crystal for that. It also is good for purifying water. I get spring water delivered and I put it, you know, put the thing upside down on the crock. I always have shungite in the crock, and I have a couple glass bottles in the refrigerator with a piece of shungite, and I fill that with water. I know there are some, actually there's I have a book here called Crystal Wisdom by a woman named Shannon Marie, and she recommends that you never put a crystal directly into your drinking water. But I've read other things, at least with shungite, that you can do that. You make sure that you clean it good, you know, because it's going to have frequency of everybody else in the world that touched it or held it or whatever. But I think it's really good and in purifying water. It also helps us to release old programming. And boy, we all have old programming, don't we? Things that we would like to release, and I think that helps. In fact, I usually have that. You can just carry it in your pocket. I usually have it in my bra. TMI, I know that's too much information, but that's what I do with it often. I thought I would just bring a couple of others, because most of those deal with the higher chakras, but there's one that I brought that really is good for the root chakra, and because it's red, red jasper is really good if you're working on root chakra issues. This can really give you a lot of more energy and kind of protect you. If you're in a crisis and you really want something that's going to give you more energy and keep you out of the fear, you might want to have a red jasper and just holding it, because it's good for both the root and the sacral chakras. It's also good for passion and for creativity. And then moving up to the second chakra, the sacral chakra, carnelian. I love carnelian. And this again is a flat stone. And it's a beautiful orange. They usually are different shades of orange. Carnelian is called the artist's stone because it helps with creativity and energy. And it can, because it's just bright and kind of like looking at the sun, you know, kind of brings up your mood. Just like being in the sunshine, it stimulates new ideas as well. Yeah, they call it a mood lifter. It's all lifter. It's also good if you have writer's block, because it helps open up your creativity. And then the last one I thought I would share. It looks a little like the golden healer, but it's a citrine. I bought a stone one time that they told me was a citrine, but it wasn't a citrine. I didn't find it out until I was in Sedona, and someone in a crystal shop there told me that they heat amethyst. You know, amethyst is usually purple, but if they heat it, it can become a golden color, And then they sell it as though it's a citrine, but it wasn't really a citrine. But this is really a citrine, and it's a light yellow, very much like the healer. Citrine is called the stone of abundance. It attracts prosperity. But if you're not a generous person, it might not attract financial prosperity. So you really have to, you have to have integrity by using all of these crystals. It's looks like the energy of the sun, and so and it helps with confidence, and your solar plexus chakra is really energized by having citrine around. If you're going on a job interview, it's always good to have a citrine in your pocket. It also cleanses your energy and dissipates negative energy, and it's uplifting as well. So, interestingly, more and more people are getting interested in crystals, in natural healing. Have you noticed that? I mean, when we were kids, we might have probably never heard of crystals back then, when most of us were kids. Edgar Cayce is probably the person that most people think of as ushering in what we call the New Age. And I don't like that term, but you know what I'm talking about. New Age kind of things. And he said he often recommended various stones and crystals to wear or to hold or to place near your body. He said they can actually shift the vibrational frequencies and energy fields that surround us, the auric field. And he talked a lot about Atlantis. Now, I saw a video not long ago. It's a 37-minute video. I'm going to be giving the same talk up at the Creative Thought Center in August, and I have the PowerPoint. They don't have to imagine it. It's really going to be up there. But I'm also going to be showing this 37-minute video after the service. Of course, they have to serve popcorn to entice some people. But it just really impacted me when I watched this video. It's really about Atlantis, but it talks a lot about the Atlanteans and how they used crystals. They didn't use them for adornment and just to be pretty things. They knew how to work with the grid lines of the planet. The planet is just like our bodies. The planet has chakras, according to the, I should say allegedly, because I can't prove anything, but this is what I believe. And there are grid lines, which would be like the meridian lines in our own body. You know, if you have gone to a Chinese herbalist or anyone that does Chinese medicine, they talk about meridians. If you have acupuncture, those little needles or dry needling, those needles are put into the meridians, which are energy lines that run all through the body. Well, the earth herself has chakras, just as we have the seven main chakras. And my understanding of the chakras of the earth is that the root chakra of the earth is found in Mount Shasta, California, one of my favorite places. The sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, is found in Lake Titicaca between Bolivia and Peru. I've been down there too. And it's a very, very vibrant place. The solar plexus chakra of the earth is said to be Ayers Rock, which is in Australia. The heart chakra is said to be Stonehenge in England. The throat chakra is said to be in the Great Pyramids or in the ground around the Great Pyramids of Giza. The third eye chakra is said to be in Glastonbury in England. And the crown chakra is in Mount Kailas in Tibet. I don't know how people came up with that. People that know how to sense the energy of the earth. And the Atlanteans knew how to work with the grid lines, work with the energy of the earth. They put their sacred sites there. Now we have high-rise buildings. We have roads, freeways over many of the grid lines of the earth. But in these times, according to this wonderful video, in these times, people are not just interested in crystals because they're pretty colors. We are interested because it's a memory that from when we may have lived and worked in Atlantis and worked with crystals. And the way the video explained it all, it just really touched me, and I wanted to share it. What I would like to do is I want to send the link to Bill Bill Groves, if that's okay. And if any of you want to watch it, you can ask him or you can send it out to your email list, however you want to do that. So later today, I'll send you that link, and I encourage you to watch it or just listen to it. It really explains a lot about why all of us, not all of a sudden, but in these times, as we are in this ascension process, many believe, that we are getting more and more interested in crystal healing, in sound healing, in light healing, in all of the modalities that are nature-oriented, not pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals will always be there to an extent, because there are times when they're needed for emergencies, but they will not be something that you have to be on for the rest of your life. They will be temporary helps. So, if you feel drawn to crystals, I just encourage you to go to a crystal store, see what draws you. It may be a vibrant color. It may be anything, something about the shape or the texture. And allow yourself to explore crystals. You're welcome to come up and hold any of these crystals, and don't forget to pet Roxy. But, you know, if you go into someone's home, I really would recommend that you not go, and if they have crystals around, I wouldn't go and pick them up unless you ask first. Because people who really work with crystals, we may have certain intentions imbued into certain crystals. We may not want other energies in there because they really contain our own energy. They become a part of our field. And so it's just best not to do that. But I brought these with the intention that you can hold these, do whatever you want with these. Don't take them home, but hold them. So, and always, if you do buy any crystals, you always have to cleanse them. I usually just put them in a glass bowl of cold water and let them be in there for a few hours. There are a few crystals that shouldn't be put in water. I don't remember what they are, but you can always look in crystal books. I have a crystal book here. I have crystal wisdom. I have a whole book on moldavite, which I didn't talk about. I almost wore my moldavite, but I didn't. At the last minute, I changed my mind. But moldavite came with a meteorite. I think it's located in Czech Republic is where it is. It's very rare. And it's kind of a translucent green, although from a distance it just looks like a little black stone. But it's a very powerful healer as well. So that's what I have to say about crystals, and I invite you to take a look at these crystals. As I said, if you buy any small ones, crystal stores always have these little things. You just spread them apart and put a crystal in there and wear it, or just wear a crystal in your pocket. So thank you for letting me share one of my passions. I have unusual passions, and it's always fun to be in a place where I can actually share that. So thank you.